Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay. Wow, well, whew. That was Jean-Pierre Jeunet's Big Bug. And it's safe to say that the future is completely artificial. Okay, so in a future where robots are smarter than the people that they're looking after. And so it is for suburbanite Alice, as played by Elsa Silberstein. Wound up tighter than a sexually frustrated suitor Max, as played by Stefan de Groot, their twitchy attempts at sex are continually being thwarted by a revolving household of family, guests, and other invited friends. However, the real interference in their lives is everyone's addiction to mechanization and being robotically cared for by any and all manner of robots, sentient maids, and talking vacuum cleaners. Yet, this all comes into sharp focus when there is a huge traffic jam all around the world, which pre-necessitates everyone being locked inside their houses for their own safety. Yeah, well, you all know what that feels like. So, as a result, Big Bug lands somewhere between a farcical French comedy and 1977's The Demon Seed with Julie Christie. I mean, whilst it never gets to be as dark or as horrific as The Demon Seed, you still have people trapped by their intelligent houses with malice on their minds. That said, the robots in Alice's house all predate the bad Oinks takeover of the world. Oinks being Oinks with Y and an X, not a Yoinks as in a kind of Scooby-Doo sense. You see, sensing their human masters need saving from themselves, the robots decide to take on the characteristics of their human overlords and mimic their humans' need for hysteria and general Gallic insecurity. Why? Well, that's because when a robot appears to be more human, they all feel a little less threatening, right? Well, that all depends upon the sentiment that you attach that intention. In terms of a Jean-Pierre Jeunet film, you kind of get what you expect. The styling is imaginative, the gags are like visually kinetic, and you can add to that a bunch of pretentious suburbanites who are all melting down in some kind of permanent crisis. And in sync with that, the acting is solidly overwrought with the same kind of cartoon comedy meets live action that I guess Jeunet is aiming for. And even despite the near omission of Jeunet regular Dominique Pignon, Isabelle Nanty's nosy neighbour managed to shake the most rose bushes for me. I mean, joyously matter-of-fact until her workout robot with benefits starts splurting out about their love life, her Françoise easily stands apart from the rest of the shrieking mob. And also, Claude Perron's Mecha Monique, who plays the well-meaning android intent on keeping everybody safe from themselves, easily steals every single scene that she kind of flutters into. I guess in the end, Big Bug falls somewhere between The Island of Lost Children and Wes Anderson's French Dispatch. By that I mean, like The Island of Lost Children, it has that similar comic strip style of storytelling. And in comparison to The French Dispatch, I honestly think the Big Bug is only going to really appeal with the director's diehard fans, and that's a shame. I mean, if you're a newcomer to Jean-Pierre Jeunet, Big Bug sadly lacks the sublime restraint of 2001's Amelie. The other really big issue with the film is that whilst this might be the year 2022, in the Big Bug's future, it seems that all the women are dependent or somehow incomplete without the presence of a man. And you've got to say that that record has really lost its luster, be it in a farce or otherwise. So it's the future, but I'd have to confess, without it being as funny as it wants to be, it's quite hard to find anybody that you genuinely like in Big Bug's future. Give it a shot, see what you think.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.